This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So this is part three in this video series talking about how to deal with student burnout. And of course, in the previous two episodes, we spoke about having high goals and making sure that your studies are for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say it's perfectly natural and normal to go to a stage where you feel like giving up, right? It's normal. And we said these are two ways to deal with that. In this third video, I want to talk about another way of dealing with this feeling of giving up. And that is to speak to a mentor. Speak to somebody in your field who you look up to and whose experience can benefit you. All of us should have mentors in our lives, you know, for every aspect of our life. We should have people who we look up to, who we take advice from, whose experience we benefit from, who we can speak to during difficult times. So it should be the same in Islamic studies. You shouldn't be studying Islam in isolation. You shouldn't be studying Islam where you're all alone and you have no one to speak to and nobody who understands you and nobody to advise you. That's a very lonely way to be studying Islam. And it's very easy for shaitan to catch us when we are studying in that way. So you should have a mentor. You should have some teacher or the other in your life who you look up to and who you can speak to openly. You have a good relationship with that teacher and they can advise you accordingly. And so when you feel like giving up, when you feel burnt out, that's one of the times when you really need to speak to your mentor. One of the benefits of this is that the person you speak to, there's a 90% chance that he or she went through the same thing during their student days. And so that individual will be able to give you advice based on their own experience. That, listen, I went through what you're going through. I felt like this myself. I also wanted to give up at one stage. This is what I did. This is how I got through it. And so in this way, you get some solid advice. You get some comfort. You get to know that you're not alone in the struggle. And you have someone there to push you through that patch, that phase, because no good mentor is ever going to tell you, okay, go ahead and give up. You know, no worthwhile mentor is going to tell you, yeah, you know, you don't feel like studying Islam, so you shouldn't study Islam. They're not going to tell that to you. They are going to give you practical advice on how to move forward, on how to push through that phase, and why you should do so. You know, and so I remember when I wanted to give up my Islamic studies, and we're talking about like 12 years ago, there were one or two teachers of mine who took me aside quietly when everybody else was busy with their studies and spoke to me one-on-one and who told me, Ismail, you shouldn't give up, right? You shouldn't give up because you have potential to really, you know, learn this knowledge well and to put it to good use and to benefit people. And so if it wasn't for these teachers who believed in me and who were there to guide me and to show me my potential and my ability to to push through and to complete my studies and benefit people with it, I might have given up. And, you know, for yourself, especially if you're studying online, you may find yourself in situations where you feel alone, where you feel like you don't have anyone to speak to. In that case, I highly advise you to get an online mentor. Find somebody online who you can chat to or email or ask for advice or even phone via Skype and, you know, tell them what you're going through, listen to their advice, and inshallah, they will help you to deal with your burnout and overcome it. So this is the end of part three. We spoke about three things thus far: having high goals and aspirations, doing it for the sake of Allah, and having a mentor. So with that, inshallah, we conclude part three. I will see you, inshallah, in part four, where we look at one more way or two more ways in which we can deal with burnout. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.